In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever. So today we celebrate the dedication of the Basilica of Our Savior, the mother and mistress of all churches throughout the world, the Church of St. John Lateran, and the Archbasilica of the Most Holy Savior was the first publicly consecrated. It was built by Constantine, the first Christian emperor, and consecrated by Pope St. Sylvester on November the 9th in the year 324. Just a couple of words. I'm sure many of us are aware of the great crisis there is in the church, the silence and the lack of courage and the lack of fortitude, courage, which is a gift of the Holy Spirit, which is a grace we all have to pray for. But we can obtain graces for the church. We can distribute graces to the church through our devotions. So let us never lose faith. Let us never lose hope. The more sins there are, the more graces there are. So we can distribute graces through our devotions. And I'd like to speak about five devotions, which I think will be very helpful in these times. Five in honor of our holy wounds, the holy wounds of our Savior. The first is devotion to Jesus in the Eucharist. If we have growing devotion to Jesus in the Eucharist, and if this spreads throughout the church, this can be a great means of grace for everyone. So devotion to Jesus in the Eucharist, in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, and in tradition. Let us hold to tradition and spread the tradition of the church. Secondly, devotion to Our Lady. Above all, devotion to her Immaculate Heart and the Rosary. It was actually the Immaculate Heart that was meant to be the remedy, that was meant to save the church and the world, but we still haven't spread devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and there's been a decrease in the amount of rosaries prayed in the world. Thirdly, devotion to Saint Joseph. Now is the time of Saint Joseph, and let us get to know Saint Joseph, and know in particular his most chaste heart. Saint Joseph is the patron of the universal church. Fourthly, devotion to Saint Michael and the angels. We have to spread devotion to Saint Michael. There is so much darkness, so much evil. His presence has to increase. And finally, devotion to the saints, particularly saints that intercede for purity. We are living, let's say, in the empire of impurity in these times. So we have, for example, Saint Philomena, who is a powerful intercessor for purity. She will intercede especially for the young. We have to pray for the young, who are the future of the church. So let us pray to those saints who can help especially with purity, and those saints who have been reserved for these times. Saint Philomena is one of them, but also Saint Veronica Giuliani, who wrote an awful lot on the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And let us pray to those saints who can point to the way of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So these devotions can help bring about graces, and they can touch the hearts of those in the hierarchy who should act, who should defend the faith, and touch the hearts of many. So let us be apostles of the Immaculate Heart of Mary in our parish. Let devotion to Mary spread in our parish, devotion to the Immaculate Heart spread throughout the diocese, and throughout England. Who knows, this could bring about England's conversion, and England can be a model for other nations, can be a light for the world. So let us never lose hope in these times, and pray for the church, and do everything we can to sacrifice ourselves to bring graces to souls. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.